Hello, welcome to the Thursday, July 23rd, 2015 edition of the Sands and its Stomptonus Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich, and today I'm recording from Jacksonville, Florida. Like many users, and actually like myself, you may have received an email earlier today or the last couple of days that claims to come from ADP.com, the payroll processor, and the subject is your ACH badge has been rejected. These messages are typically targeting your payroll, your HR people that interact with ADP and that do set up these batch files to pay everybody. Well, if you're one of these people, you may be tempted to open the document. In this case, you will be faced with a Word macro. Now, by default, in any kind of recent version of Word, macros are disabled by default, but this document actually gives you then some hints in how to enable them, so you can actually view this document that you are dying to view. So that's kind of how they're trying to trick people into opening a document. Another interesting little issue here is the way they do VMware detection. They just check if your system has only a single core. There are really not a lot, if any, single core systems still out there. So they assume if you only have a single core system, you're running in a virtual machine and the malware will terminate. The diary that Brad wrote up about this includes a number of indicators of compromise, so you may want to take a look at it and see if you find anybody infected by this in your own environment. It also shows a little bit how to analyze these documents, how to extract URLs and such in order to create those indicators of compromise yourself in case you will run into one of these Word documents. Typically, these documents are only effective for maybe the first day, probably even less than that. So overall, it is important for you to figure out how to quickly analyze these documents and add certain protections for your users in order for them to not get infected by it. Or if that didn't work, then, well, at least you'll be able to quickly identify who is infected by figuring out who reached out to these particular URLs. And the IT security director of the Iowa Lottery was convicted of manipulating the lottery's computer systems in order to be able to buy a winning ticket. Apparently, he did manipulate the system's random number generator in order to produce numbers that he was able to predict. Then he went ahead and bought the ticket. Now, he had a friend of his in a different state that actually tried to claim the ticket with a number of lawyers, but for these high payout tickets, and it was a few million dollars here, they're actually trying to make sure that you purchase the ticket, so neither the lawyers nor that friend of this person were able to prove that they purchased the ticket, and ultimately it was shown that this IT security director himself did purchase the ticket at a convenience store, which then of course led to a more in-depth investigation where some traces of his manipulation were found. Well, and sometimes the good guys also get a win for themselves. US authorities have arrested four people, some of them in Israel, some in Florida, involved in a number of computer-related crimes. First of all, they were participating in these dump and pump scams, where what you essentially do is you sort of buy up a penny stock, so all the free shares, and then you drive the price up and you try to sell them at an inflated price to innocent victims. In this case, they usually use spam to advertise it. Now, the interesting part here was that these individuals are also apparently linked to the JP Morgan breach from 2014. Now, either they used the data they got from JP Morgan to find victims for their pump and dump scams, or they use some of that information to set up fake accounts. Like they had to come up with fake identities in order to set up accounts they could trade with. Now, in a side business, they also set up a Bitcoin exchange with the main purpose to supply Bitcoins to crypto locker victims. Like most of these crypto ransomwares, they ask you to pay with Bitcoin, so there has to be a Bitcoin exchange where people can then buy these Bitcoins or do the money to Bitcoin transaction, and these individuals were facilitating this part of the malware universe as well. Well, that is it for today. And by the way, if you're interested in the Defending Web Applications class that Jason Lam and myself are teaching, two opportunities here that are coming up. First, starting August 3rd, we do have it in the V-Live format, where you basically take the class at home, but it's a live class. You just connect to it via GoToMeeting. That starts August 3rd. Two sessions per week. And well, if you want to have a little bit more fun, I'll be teaching it at Network Security in Las Vegas starting September 12th. And well, it's 6 days there. So thanks for listening, and talk to you again tomorrow. Bye.